Nobody said it would be easy. Nobody said that it would all be fine. But to get where we're going, brother, you gotta hold the line. It ain't a matter of if, nah, it's just a matter of time. But to get where we're going, sister, gotta hold the line. You gotta stay steadfast, tread lightly, cause they're looking for a reason to knock you down. But you can't ask too politely. In the sense, you gotta get loud, hold the line.
This is RAWF After Hour.
I am Lord Amadeus. I have been having a fabulous time here in Hawaii over the last couple of days. Been keeping busy, mind you, but still, it's been very enjoyable. Love Hawaii. However, apparently my co-host El Vacant is loving Hawaii because he's not here. So tonight, joining me, he is Mr. RAWF himself, the one and only.
First, they took your family and your riches. Then they took your health and your pride. Finally, they left you to die. What will you do, exile, when there is nothing left but to live or die?
Gentlemen, he is a judgment. Good evening, Judge. How are you enjoying Hawaii?
I'm enjoying Hawaii. How are you doing, Amadeus?
Doing good. Are you ready for tomorrow's pay-per-view event? So I know what you're going to say.
Yes.
What the name? So what is the name of tomorrow's pay-per-view event?
Tomorrow's pay-per-view event is Tropical Aggression.
Thank you. Tropical Aggression, ladies and gentlemen, comes to you live from the Blaze Center.
Not to be mistaken with the tropical erection that I have going on right now.
Oh, did you see some hunks out on the beach? Did you? Did you watch some
no.
people surf?
I saw the pig they resting in for the barbecue for later on tonight. That's a big pig. I'm ready to go eat that. That's gonna give you a resting in that big ass pig.
I know, right? We're gonna have a huge luau after this, Judge. And yeah, I can smell it from here. So yes. I can certainly understand you being excited about that, but I am excited for tomorrow night, and we'll talk about that here in just a few moments. We got to get some other RAWF business out of the way first. So let me ask you, since Al Vacant is not here and his normal job is to read the top 25, would you like to read the top 25, or would you prefer I do that?
Sure, I can read the top 25. Send them, give them to me.
All right. I can do that. Make sure you read it all. Starting from bottom to top, of course. And note that the percent, when you see the percent sign, that means that winner, that person won the extra point tournament. So, there you go, sir.
Let me get it.
All right.
Okay. Starting at the bottom. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is top 25 for RAWF. This is 6 of 10 matches. This is 6 of 10 matches BR. Okay, BR. Okay, coming in at number 25 is Killer Neptune. Number 24, Manisu. 23, Wildfire. 22 is Marcus Del Sol. 21 is Dr. Kent. Coming in, number 20 is Claymore. Number 19, Kane the Governor. 18, A.F. James. 17, The Undertaker. Original person there. Coming in, 16 is Hot Shot Chaz. Coming in at number 15 is the unsettled one, Christopher Cage. Coming in at number 14 is Jabu. Coming in number 13 is Fire Chief Bill, followed by number 12, Diesel Warrior. Topping off with that one will be Blake Bradley at number 11. Now we're into the top 10. This is the ones you've got to watch for. Number 10 is Eve, E-V-A. That's what you need to know. Number 9 is the Hawkster Billy. Number 8 is Hobo Ezekiel. Number 17 is Dez with the percentage sign, which would you said one something?
The extra points tournament. And that's number 7.
Yeah, he won the extra points tournament.
Yes, Dez won the extra points tournament.
I said 7. Yes.
You said 7. But,
and coming
okay.
in at number 6 is coming in number 6 is the man, the plan, the man from Sudan, Teflon Sheik. Now we're into the top 5. Now these are the top 5. 4 of them I agree with. 1 of them is there because we had to have a charitable donation, so we had to donate that. Number 5 is Mithras. Number 4 is Strangleheart. Coming in, number 3 is the Lady Vex. Number 2 is Simply the Best. And coming in at number 1, for the umpteenth time in a row, the P to the O to the G, the Paragon of Greatness.
All
that
right.
is the top 25 in progress as of 8-6-22, 6 of 10 matches, BR. Who is BR? Who the hell is BR?
Don't worry about the BR. That's the line break I'm using. Never mind. I'll explain it to you later.
Oh, break. Break. Okay, sorry. Okay, that's a break.
At any rate, those are now posted in the top 25 scene on the RAWF main page.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
I agree with that. I agree with the top 25.
You agree with the top 25? Well, I'm glad you approve. Not that you could really change anything, but
I can't.
You know,
I can change a lot. I'm a GM. I could set a match right now for 65,000 points.
You can do what? No, you can't.
Nothing. I didn't say nothing. Did I say anything? I didn't say nothing. Did you hear anything? I didn't say nothing.
Where'd my Excedrin? Okay. We're in Hawaii. I'm going to relax. Judge?
You're in Hawaii. Relax. Chill.
Yeah, we got... All right.
Here, have a coconut drink. Give me one of those coconut drinks.
Yes. All right, time for some GM reports. I have here in my hand the tag team report from Unstoppabot. Tags report, after 6 round, only one team remained undefeated. The final top 5 teams are, in first place, Dungeons & Dragons, Nox Boogie and the Paragon of Greatness. In second place were Dez and Mithras, which is Dez and Mithras. In third place, Swords and Scimitars, the Teflon Sheik and Claymore. In fourth place, Feral Beast, Beast and the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar. And in fifth place, Striking, Sadat and Striker. Congrats to Dungeons & Dragons, who will be facing the tag team champion Swords and Scimitars tomorrow at Tropical Aggression. Also, tag team signups will be closing tomorrow after the pay-per-view radio show, and the Extra Points Tournament is open for signups until next Saturday, August 13th. That from Unstoppabot. And that is a huge
We need
tag
to make a correction.
What's that, Judge?
You have to make a correction. Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for the lack of respect from my co-host here. It is the one and only Hall of Famer, Unstoppabot.
Right. That is true.
I mean, you give everybody else Hall of Fame. You bring them on as a Hall of Famer. This bring them back. So you got to represent. You got to represent the Hall of Famer for her. I mean him. Her. It. Him. Unstoppabot. You know, you come on. We got Hall of Famer coming on air. Da 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 da. But you never refer to the Hall of Fame as Unstoppabot. You just say Unstoppabot. Like this is normal everyday consolation prize. No. This is a Hall of Famer. Unstoppabot. Not a consolation prize. Consolation prize is something that Strangleheart's carrying around right now.
I'm going to kill El Vacant. Anyway.
Yeah, I can be El Vacant for you. Almost become a star.
No, please don't. Please don't.
Okay, come a star. Quiero Taco Bell. Anyway, bringing on next, we got a GM who is going to be bringing on a report. This person does a little thing called Powerball update.
No, he's not
his
here.
He's not here. All right, coming up next is a wild animal. She does a great thing when she does her GM work. She is a cougar in disguise.
I'm told she is going to show up. I wasn't sure whether she was going to show up, considering some things that have happened in recent. But okay, she's here. Let's bring her on.
Okay.
Oh my God! What is that? What is that?
I'm the bad guy. Duh.
Ladies and gentlemen, she is also an RAWF Hall of Famer. She GMs the High Voltage and Anything Goes divisions in RAWF. She is the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar. Cougs, how are you feeling tonight?
Wonderful. I'll be starting with Anything Goes. We have 8 people that have moved on to round 3. That would be Sadat, Hotshot Chaz. I believe he's going by King of Almost now. Crazy Mama, Denzel the Giant, Jovu, Kane, Mike D'Annunzio, and Simply the Best. Round 3 match is the Greco-Roman match. Only the body slam, hip toss, and moves from the hold category are allowed. Last move before the pin must be a submission move from the hold category. No defense. If you choose to use an illegal move, you can be disqualified. A note to the wise, please wait for stipulations to be posted in the match. If you find yourself fighting someone that you have blocked, both competitors will need to check the scene for the stipulation, as no one can post in the match. Failure to follow the match stipulations will get you disqualified.
All right. That was your Anything Goes report. High Voltage, Cougs, how are things going there?
Mithras does have a competitor for tomorrow. There is a winner for that tournament. I will let you announce that later, and I can send it to you if you need me to. I will start Season 7 sign-up shortly. Should Mithras lose, he does have a spot available for next season if he wants it. If he chooses not to take it, Denzel will be joining Chris, Uber Vegan, and Beast.
All right, and may I wish you a happy belated birthday. It was your birthday a couple of days ago. Did you have a good birthday?
Sure.
Okay. Anything else, Cougs, that you wanted to cover?
Nope, I'm done.
Okay. Can we talk to you later about your 2 big matches tomorrow at Tropical Aggression?
If I feel like it.
Okay. Thank you, Cougs. Well, that went better than...
The Hall of Famer, Cougar. You're not giving these people credit tonight.
You're right, Judge. You're right. You, and I failed to mention you are a two-time Hall of RAWF Hall of Famer. So are you going to give me shit about that too?
No, I'm not giving you shit about that. I'm just going to say I'm a two-time Hall of Famer. You got it correct. Thank you very much.
There you go. There's your credit. All right.
Thank you.
So with all of that being said, I believe that is all the reports we've got for tonight. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Got one more. You got me fuzzled already, Judge. Let's bring on our Ultimate Gauntlet GM. He is...
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the dance in the hour class of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the red to the earth to the shadows far behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water and the sun. I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit on it, bitches. Better recognize the damn motherfucker on the block. And I'm baptized in blood of the fallen. Keep it G. Go ahead, your family slam. Fuck around, beat it that hologram. Big dog way off the collar. Don't bother with the cake. Can't keep me like the way I need my face. Going dick, big dick. Where the dead man sleep. With the rat that creep. In my flesh for weight. And the maggot still sleep. By the open wounds. Stress.
He is also a two-time Hall of Famer. He is the Paragon of Greatness. Good evening, Paragon.
Good evening, Amadeus. It is hot outside, but the crowd is even hotter for Tropical Aggression and the Ultimate Gauntlet, of course, fitting the theme, shooting like a ball of fire the last time we were updated. Deez was on a run of three. However, that run was ended by the Uber Vegan TPO. Uber Vegan went on to his second match with Hot Cheese, defeating Hot Cheese, going on to a third match with Wolfie, but his run was ended as Wolfie defeated Uber Vegan. Wolfie would go on to face Mrs. Beauty Fatal. Mrs. Beauty Fatal would defeat Wolfie, ending his run at one. Mrs. B would then go on to face Johnny Blaze. Johnny Blaze defeats Mrs. B, ending her run at one. Mrs. B goes on to take on Tiggs. Tiggs defeats Johnny Blaze, rather. I am all out of sorts. That's the exciting energy of the Tropical Aggression pay-per-view. I am losing names. I'm like Judge over here. Johnny Blaze beat Mrs. B. Tiggs beat Johnny Blaze. Tiggs then goes on to a second match and a count-out victory over Basic Jan, going on to a third match, defeating Too Hot Chaz Preston. She is now in her third match against Toxic Megatron Avenger. Tiggs is on a run. Three victories. If she wins this, she will be at four, just knocking on the door of an Ultimate Gauntlet Championship opportunity.
Goodness, Paragon, you sound more excited than I've heard you in a while. That must be the Hawaii air, huh? The volcanic air reminding you of the old days or something?
I got to tell you, it's, you know, there's a big night coming up at the pay-per-view, but it is the energy created by the RAWF fans out there. Something feels different about the sport these days. There's a new energy, a new excitement. Everybody's reinvigorated. I can feel it. I'm sure that you can feel it. I'm really excited to see what we can do tomorrow night for all of these people that have showed up to Hawaii for this show.
All right. Wow, Paragon. You got me all pumped up just listening to you there for that few seconds. So thank you for that. Stick around. We got a lot to talk to you about here in just a little bit regarding Tropical Aggression. It could be a huge night for you. So stick around. We'll talk to you in just a little bit. And I do believe that concludes our GM reports, unless we have a late arrival of the Razor, which I don't think we do. So, all right, Judge, Tropical Aggression,
yes.
Tomorrow night in Honolulu. This is what we've got. It's a packed card. First of all, should we start with the big ones or start with the little ones? Work our way up. Which do you prefer, Judge?
Let's start with the little one and work our way up.
All right, we can do that. And not that any of these matches are little, to say the least, but we will get to all the title matches after we talk about. First of all, there's a tag team challenge. AF James issuing a challenge to the Opaque Brotherhood. Him and a mystery partner will face the Opaque Brotherhood tomorrow night. That partner will not be announced until match time. And the Opaque Brotherhood, I believe, are okay with this. K telling Neptune and Uncle Frank to face AF James and a partner to be announced. FUBAR City Street Fight, which is interesting in Honolulu, but we had them before. It will be the returning Allie Knight taking on Miss Beauty Fatale in a FUBAR City Street Fight. In a Honolulu Beach Brawl, it will be a Hotshot Chaz taking on Hot Cheese, Hot versus Hot, in the hot sun in Hawaii. Some challenge matches issued via the preview scene is Psy taking on Moxie, Claymore taking on Moxie. Revenge Gibson, and yep. Beast will take on El Vacant as well. We also have a six-man tag. We will talk and announce about more details about the six-man tag here in a little bit. And then it will be myself taking on Aaron McFadden in a Ring of Fire beach fight. We're going to be on the beach, but we're going to be surrounded by fire. Okay. And that was requested, of course, by the Lunatic Scholar himself. So, interesting. And Aaron, seriously, if you reconsider by Showtime tomorrow, I will happily cancel that match because, you know, I don't want to see you hurt. All right. With that being said, now let's take a look at our title matches for tomorrow night. Judge, the unsettled Chris Cage defends the Hatfield-McCoy Championship against Joe Boo. Two guys you're very familiar with fighting it out for the title that you are the GM of. What's your thoughts on this Hatfield-McCoy title fight?
Oh, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be one of the best matches we've had in Hatfield-McCoy for a while, and I'm going to pick Joe Boo to win this.
You think Joe Boo over Chris Cage? All right. Well, I can't say. I would say you're being biased, but I know you're not that fond of either of them, so I suppose that's a fair pick. Okay. So, as we mentioned earlier, Dungeons & Dragons winning the tag season, they will take on Swords and Scimitars, who right now are on an epic record-breaking title reign. However, Dungeons & Dragons are looking to break a record of their own. If they can beat Swords and Scimitars and unseat them as the tag team titles tomorrow night, they will be the first team to ever win the title four times. Four or five, one of the two. I'll have to look at Sasha. Sasha's seen them, make sure. Anyways, they can break the record for most times holding the tag team championships. That is going to be... who do you see walking out? Can Swords and Scimitars, after all this time, still be dominant enough to beat Dungeons and Dragons, Judge?
No, I'm thinking Dungeons and Dragons is going to win this one.
You think the reign of the Swords and Scimitars will be over tomorrow in Tropical Aggression? Despite the fact that Swords and Scimitars... at least the claim is they are 8-0 against Dungeons and Dragons in title and rankings matches.
Anybody can say anything.
All right. Fair enough. Dungeons and Dragons looking to break to become the first team to ever win more tag team. Certain, I think it's four tag team championships. Champions Choice Championship, Judge. It's just you versus Lady Vex in this EIEIO match. You want to anything you haven't said about this match that you'd like to say? Vex is here. We know the steps that she can only use moves that start with EIO or O, including that one defense that would block. What's the defense she can use, Judge?
She can use the FBW rules defense against me at one time during the match.
Okay.
So she has to choose when to use it.
All right. And that it will be you versus Vex.
Vex will use one defense after that.
Vex, of course, challenged for the Champions Choice Championship at Tropical Aggression 2 years ago against Killer Neptune in a mermaid match. That one still brings back fond memories for me. Anyway, as we heard now, I have been told now, I've gotten who won the tournament to see who will face Mithras, the White Lightning Championship. It will be Mithras defending against the First Lady herself, the Cougar. Cougs with three huge matches tomorrow night. She's challenging for the White Lightning Championship, a championship she holds very, very dear. She won this opportunity fair and square in that tournament. And we've seen what she's been going through the past couple weeks after the loss to Strangleheart, Judge. She's taking on Mithras. Your thoughts?
Well, we know she gave Strangleheart a good run. She almost had him beat. And, you know, we was there. We supported her, and she almost had it, was able to pull it off. She might be able to pull this one off against Mithras.
Think so. Oh, that could be interesting. I in the mood she seems to be in, and the situation she finds herself right now, I wouldn't put it past her, considering how much that title means to her. All right, so now Dev will defend the Powerball Championship against the Teflon Sheik, Hall of Famer Dev. Who do you like? Do you like Sheik to walk out with the Powerball title or Dev to retain?
I'm going to be putting my eggs in a basket for Teflon Sheik himself.
Hmm. All right, and any reason why?
I just think Teflon Sheik is ready for this title, and I think he's going to be able to. I think he's going to just be long. I think Dev has too much going on for him. It's too distracted right now.
All right. Well, does she? You say Sheik is going to beat Dev, but does he stand a chance against Cougs for the multimedia championship? Can he? Fend off the First Lady of Anarchy?
No, because he's going to be too busy focusing on the other title to. And Cougs is going to go in, and we're going to win this one easily.
All right.
Not that Teflon is an easy match, but Cougs has Teflon's number. Cougs knows what she's doing. Yeah.
All right. The Immortal Griffith defends the Triple Crown Championship against Diesel Warrior and the Unsettled Chris Cage. He says he's on vacation, that he's just cruising through the summer, but so far... he's managed to hold on to that Triple Crown champion despite that attitude. Do you think he cruises on through Tropical Aggression, still the Triple Crown champion?
Okay, if what he's been doing this whole summer is cruising, I hate to see when he gets in the driver's seat. But, yeah, I'm going to say he's going to be able to pull off the win on this, and he's going to keep his title.
FUBAR City Championship. It'll be Ubervig and TPO taking on the mysterious Eva. This one, of course, one of the most unpredictable matches in an RAWF, a FUBAR City Street Fight for the FUBAR City title. Vegan TPO has been a pretty good champion, held it for a couple months, but Eva is a strong competitor, and certainly we've never seen her in a match where she can pretty much go all out and do whatever she wants. Is TPO in danger of losing that FUBAR City Championship?
I don't think so. I don't know. It's just a toss-up. I don't know. I want to say yes, but then again, I want to say no. I don't know. This one's going to be one that I don't... This is the one match that's got me confused.
Got you confused, huh? Okay.
So I'm gonna say this is gonna be up in air. This is gonna be an up in air match.
Well, it can't be a
draw.
May
the best person win.
There are no draws in FUBAR City. Well,
may the best person win, because I don't know. May the best person win on this one.
All right, so we got the Midnight Hobo Championship, Blake Bradley versus Joe Boo. Now, Joe Boo has been, it's no secret that Blake Bradley has been pretty close with the Necessary Evil One. While not officially a member, they do seem to be all buddy-buddy. But Joe Boo claims that he is the reason Blake Bradley is Midnight Hobo Champion, because he let him win their contender match last month and move on to defeat D's for the Midnight Hobo Championship. Joe Boo claiming that. Do you think Joe Boo means what he says, or do you think these two... is there something going on in Necessary Evil?
I don't know if there's anything going on necessarily in Necessary Evil, but I will say that Joe Boo's smart. Joe Boo, he lets people win matches that he knows he can come back and beat later on. So it may not have been the perfect time for Joe Boo to have the title, but now is the time. And I'm saying Joe Boo's going to probably pull this one off. He's going to pull the rug from under Blake Bradley's and he's going to end up taking the title.
All right. I like that. I like that analysis. Estrogen Championship match, Maeve O'Hare versus the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, who won the Biatch of the Month this past week. So Cougar's been on a roll as far as tournaments goes, and now she's got three big title matches. This one against Maeve for the Estrogen Championship. Of course, she was a big part of – those two were a part of the three-headed redhead Estrogen title match last month at Philadelphia Freedom. Now Maeve just has to focus on one of them, that being Cougs. But Cougs seems to be in a different sort of mood, if you will. Who do you like, Maeve O'Hare or the Cougar?
This one's got me confused again. This is another one that's got me on the ropes. I don't know on this one either. This is the one that I would like. This is one that I'm going to be paying close attention to. I'm going to go with. I don't know. Amadeus. This one's going to be another one that's got me confused.
All right. So you don't have a.
I don't know who to choose on this one because both of them are capable of doing it. I don't know who to say is going to win this one. I don't. My money's on 50-50. I don't know.
All right. Well, I can understand
this,
that.
I've never been this dumbfounded before.
All right, well, what about the men's championship? Simply the best to face Mithras the Title Machine, who also has three other matches on the card, including a couple of big ones. This one, I would think, would probably be third or fourth on his list. So will he be focused enough to beat STB for that men's championship? Or do you think STB holds on to this just because Mithras might have his eggs in other baskets?
I'm thinking he's got his eggs in another basket, so I'm thinking simply the best will pull this win out. He will sneak a win out on this. This is going to be a close one, but I think simply the best will pull it out.
All right. More about Mithras here in a second. National Championship, a rematch from Philadelphia Freedom. Denzel the Giant, a return match against the Paragon of Greatness. Is the second time a charm for the Paragon of Greatness against Denzel for that national championship. And it's actually, to be fair, Paragon right now, as we mentioned earlier, the number one ranked wrestler in this rankings period. And STB, number two, should have mentioned that when we were talking about the men's championship. But Paragon not just has a national title opportunity here. His number one ranking is up probably in jeopardy if he does not win this match. So does that extra motivation, does Paragon pull this one out, Judge?
Yes, Paragon's going to pull this one out easily.
Ooh,
Paragon,
easily.
I mean, look, he came out here tonight. He came out here tonight confident. I've never seen Paragon this confident about something. And the confidence that Paragon has, I've been watching him. He has confidence, and he's becoming the old Paragon that we used to see. The Paragon who is ready to win titles, who's ready to carry titles again. And I'm thinking this Paragon is fixing. He's going to start with Tropical Aggression, and he's going to pull the win out on this. And this is where his title ring will start, and he's going to slowly start collecting the belts. And before you know it, he will be back on top, back in the main event, and back in the title picture for more title and more gold.
Wow, that's a pretty bold statement. Not that I disagree with it, but yeah, if he were to win this match against Denzel, it certainly could mean bigger things for him down the road. All right, Platinum Dragon Championship. Mithras has held that title for a long time, but he's going up against a fellow Hall of Famer in Hobo Ezekiel, who right now is looking better than I think I've ever seen Hobo Ezekiel look. And again, do all the distractions, does the big distraction of the main event let Mithras' guard down a bit and allow Hobo to wrest that Platinum Dragon Championship away from him, Judge?
Oh, I wish I could say yes, but I think Mithras is going to keep this title. Sorry, hobo. I wish you the best. I wish you could pull it off, but I just don't. I don't feel see Memphis losing this one.
So say it again. Would you repeat that?
I said I don't foresee Memphis losing this one. Did you hear me?
Hello? Can you guys hear me?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Okay, they hear us both.
Okay. I can't hear Judge all of a sudden.
I can hear Amadeus.
Paragon, you there? Voice check. Hello?
Hello.
Okay.
Paragon,
we'll figure that out
us?
In a second. Figure out why I can't hear anybody.
Paragon, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, Judge.
All right, tell Amadeus if you can hear if he can hear you that I'm saying Mithras is going to win that match.
I do believe Amadeus is having a sound check across the board here, so you know, I suppose that it is time for a classic Judge Vamp here to spend some time.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is a classic Judge Vamp. Okay, what we got going on? Let me tell you what's going on right now. We have a very, very special thing coming back up here in RAWF tonight. And we'll be coming back on later on tonight, and we're coming back. We're seeing what's going to happen, so we'll be happy. Everybody sit tight. Hold tight. Oh, no.
I'm back. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Can you hear me?
All right. We're back.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Paragon, for stepping in for a second. Appreciate that. All right. So we now move on to the main event, Judge. It is Stranglehart.
That's why your microphone went quiet.
Yeah. Stranglehart defends against Mithras the title machine. And we all know Mithras wants to take that title away from Stranglehart badly. He feels Stranglehart is unworthy of holding that championship. And I think you would agree, Stranglehart, one of the more controversial World Heavyweight Champions we've ever had here in RAWF. Does Mithras, considering everything he's got to do tomorrow at Tropical Aggression, can he get that title off of Stranglehart tomorrow?
This is putting me in a spot. You know, with these two characters going into the match, no, he don't. Stranglehart's going to pull the match out. Stranglehart's going to win the match. He's going to be the champion at the end of Tropical Aggression. Stranglehart's still going to be champion. Stranglehart's beat everybody. He's beat Cougs. He beat Griff. Paragon. He's beat everybody. And I'm just going to say he's got it. The luck of the draw is with him. And unfortunately for Mithras, as much as I want Mithras to win this match and take the title away from him, I got to go with Stranglehart winning it just for the simple fact that he's able to pull stuff off.
I don't know. I don't know if I agree with that or, you know.
Look at it. I mean, Stranglehart has people back in him, and, you know, when he needs a love boost, he'll get a love boost. When he needs the fan support, he gets the fan support. He'll go on the feed and he'll ask for fan support, and people will give it to him.
All right, okay.
He's a smart wrestler. Stranglehart is a smart fighter, and he knows what he's doing, and he has his arsenal ready to go against Mithras. And whatever happens, happens. But I feel like Stranglehart's going to win it. I really do.
All right, what we find out tomorrow at Tropical Aggression, it is going to be an epic evening, I have a feeling, and some major, I can't wait to see what the results are from this pay-per-view. I haven't looked forward to one so much in a couple of months, so looking forward to seeing what exactly happens tomorrow night at Tropical Aggression, so... All right, well, we'll get to a bunch of more about Tropical Aggression in a little bit. But first, Judge, it's time to talk to somebody, an old friend we haven't heard from in a long time. But he's back in RAWF. He's He's killing it right now. He is in the top 25. He is a man. I've known him a long, long time. Looking forward to talking to him again. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the one and only Fire Chief Bill is back on the air. Fire Chief Bill, how are you, sir?
Well, right now, I'm kind of in trouble. They got me in this, in a jail, Honolulu City Jail, and they think I'm crazy. They think I'm crazy. Man, the drugs are good, though. They got me all jacked up over here.
Wait, Bill, you're in. Wait a minute. Okay, you're in jail right now. Wait a minute. I knew there was something going on, but I didn't realize you got arrested.
No. Here's how it happened. I got on a flight. The flight was horrible. I want to kill a man. He just, that little bastard that was in front, he puked all over me. Then the guy next to me took his socks off. And you know that air just goes through all cabin. It stunk to high heaven. Okay, well, then I get tased. The stewardess on there, she was mean. And then, well, I don't know. They hit me about four or five times, I guess. When I woke up, my beard was straight. And it hurt everywhere. And then, okay, so I get out of jail. They let me out on bail. So I pay my own bail, you know, because in airports, they arrest you if you cause problems on planes, on the flights. You know, JetBlue is never going to get my business again. So anyway, I get released, and I want to go to my hotel, the Polynesian Hostel Resorts, and this guy pulls up, and he's got this three-wheeled piece of crap, but I wanted to get to the hotel because I wanted to take a bath so bad. Well, anyway, I get in this thing, and the guy goes crazy, drives all over the place, damn near kills me. Says he knows a shortcut, and, well, him and four or five other guys with guns jumped me, took everything I had, took my wallet, took my money, took everything. Well, I ended up trying to hitchhike back to the hostel, the Polynesian, they caught me. I was trying to cover up. I was trying to not stay, be naked, but I had no clothes, so I was using the palm frond to cover up front and back. But I'm big, so there's only so much you can cover up. And then cops came and they cased me again and again. And again, well, I guess they figured I'm so big, they got to, use extra juice, I guess. Well, I woke up, and I'm in a straitjacket, and I'm in a hospital, and they say I'm under arrest. And I keep telling them, hey, y'all need to get in touch with Lord Amadeus from RAWF. He runs the place. Y'all need to get in touch with him. I'm a wrestler. They're having a show. It's biggest pay-per-view of the year, and y'all need to get in touch with him. Have you received a call from him? Because, man, I got to beat somebody up just so I could use this phone. The dude next to me, Pookie, no, Pookie, it's not time yet. I'm not going to beat him up yet. Just hold your horses, all right? Just hold on. I got you. And then Free People are coming around. Y'all need to hurry up. you need to come get me, because I'm about to go off on these people, and you know how big I am. I'll break somebody in half. But man.
All right, Bill. Don't worry about it. I'll find out where you are, where you're being held, and I'll get you out. I'll get you out tonight or immediately.
I think they said it's Precinct 5. I'm not sure, because, you know.
All right.
They took me out of this straitjacket, and now they just drug me up all the time, and I gotta go, because things are getting fuzzy, you know, because they put stuff in your food. And,
all right, Bill, don't worry. I'll get you out. I'll get you out, all right? I'll get you out so that you can, and we'll get you all set so you can compete tomorrow at Tropical Aggression.
I don't even know who I'm going to fight. But, man, they must put an extra business stuff in the food, because, man, I'm feeling pretty good right now. I don't know. I don't care who I'm going to fight tomorrow night. I really don't. You can put Pee Wee Herman in front of me. You can put a midget in front of me. I don't care who you put in front of me. You can put a cat. I'll kick a cat. I don't know. Man, what's that pink elephant doing over there?
Okay, Bill, don't worry.
Did you see that?
Wherever you're at, I will take care of it. I'll get you out tonight so that you get you the hotel, get you relaxed, get you all set up. Just stay.
I don't think I need to be any more relaxed than I am right now.
Ooh. Okay, just stick tight. We'll get you out of there. It'll be in a little bit, but glad to have you back. Unfortunately, under weird circumstances, but. Hopefully.
You know, I think if I had taken a taxi to get to Hawaii, I think I'd have been a lot better off. Because, you know, that JetBlue, you know, they people stunk. That lady next to me, she smelled like formaldehyde. And the stewardess, she was so mean to me, and I didn't do nothing but say I wanted her. We were on a tarmac for about 4 hours, just sitting in the plane. Everybody's only one peanut. I'm the only one that got a bag of M&M's. You know how many people I had to fight off just because I had the M&M's? Man.
All right, Bill.
Swing them purses hard.
All right, Bill. You just hang tight. Hang tight for a little while. We'll get you out of there. And I don't know who you're competing against either tomorrow, but we will figure it out. I promise. We'll get it all sorted out, and I'll see you in a little bit.
Sweet.
Okay. Just relax.
Okay. I'm gonna lay down now. So, I think I got to go to sleep. Bear just jumped out from the side of the room and just jumped on my back with a sofa, and now I'm feeling I got to go to sleep.
All right. Okay, Bill. Thank you very much. We'll get you out. That was Fire Chief Bill Judge. Well, seems like he had some problems getting into town. We'll have to get that all worked out for him, but... it's good to have old Fire Chief back.
Leave him in there.
Why? No.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I've had to bail your ass out plenty of times. Would you rather I left you in there?
No.
You're forgetting you're the guy who steals precious heirlooms from museums and whatnot to give as gifts.
I don't steal. I just borrow.
You'd still be in prison if I hadn't handled all that. So, just saying.
That's true.
All right,
go get it out.
Why don't we bring back the First Lady of Anarchy now that we know that she has got three big matches tomorrow. Cougs, are you there? Cougs?
Do you want to talk?
Apparently not. Apparently she's all right. Well, we'll get back to her. Maybe she might be zoned out right now, taking her meds.
Mm-hmm.
may not be a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Let's bring back the paragon of greatness. Paragon, sir.
Hello, Amadeus.
So,
paragon.
You heard what Judge had to say. He's predicting a big night for you tomorrow. Right now, you are in fine form got some momentum going into this match with Denzel. What is going to be different this time, besides the victory? How are you going to approach this match the second time around after losing to Denzel at Philadelphia Freedom?
You know, the answer is in the question, Amadeus. The answer is in the question. You said, now I have some momentum, and momentum is what I'm going to use to beat Denzel the Giant. I said this last month in the lead-up to our match. Denzel the Giant, much like myself, we have very similar styles, and that the way that we compete is very momentum-based. We have very high highs and very low lows, and the energy, the wins, the momentum, as you've said, is exactly what fuels our success or failure. When we are on fire, we are on fire. Denzel the Giant has had all of this momentum and, in fact, has the momentum advantage at Tropical Aggression. The guy just won the Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. He's the national champion. He's defended it a couple of times. Denzel is on top of the world right now. But here's the thing. I am currently ranked number one in the rankings. I just finished the tag team rankings at the top. I had a hell of a run leading up to Denzel last month. Momentum has finally swung the other way. The pendulum is on the rise for Paragon of Greatness. And when we go into a match, Denzel the Giant, Paragon of Greatness, both of us have momentum on our side. It's going to be a match that is based purely on our ability. When we're standing on equal ground as far as momentum goes, the better wrestler is going to win the match. With all due respect to Denzel the Giant, somebody who I have known for a very long time, somebody that I like a lot, somebody who I think is a very important part of RAWF, and somebody who I would never want to disrespect. I say this with all due honesty. I am the better wrestler. When we stand on even ground, I am going to beat Denzel the Giant for the national championship. I don't say that with ego. I don't say that as an insult. I'm not trying to get into his head. I'm saying this very matter of fact. I am a better wrestler than Denzel the Giant. And that's going to be shown tomorrow night at Tropical Aggression.
All right. Does the added pressure of knowing that right now you're sitting in the number one spot and could be, if you win this match tomorrow, sitting at number one or two and be in a World Heavyweight Contender match in a couple of weeks, does that add any more pressure or does it add more? What does it do? What does it add to your attitude going into this match?
Well, I see a lot of eggs in front of me, and I'm not going to count them as chickens until they hatch. You know, there's still a Trash Talk Round Robin match out there that I haven't completed, and the pay-per-view, of course, is going to be against a world-class competitor in Denzel the Giant. I cannot look at this as a situation where I am in any way a lock to be one or two. Hell, by the time we get to the pay-per-view, maybe I lose the round-robin match. Maybe I'm sitting in a situation where I'm going to be looking at three or four. I don't know. There's no way to predict that until we get to the situation. The only thing that I can do is follow advice that I used to follow early in my career, and I kind of drifted away from that in the latter years as I became an established veteran of RAWF. I've spent a lot of time trying to help a lot of the next generation and the generation after that get their footing, establish their identities, get their personalities to create a better RAWF. And I think somewhere along the way, I've forgotten to focus one match at a time. It doesn't matter if it's a Trash Talk Round Robin. It doesn't matter if it's a World Heavyweight Championship match. Every single match from bell to bell has to be the most important match in your career. So when I go into Tropical Aggression, I'm not going to be looking at a potential number one spot, a potential contendership match, a potential world title match. I'm going to be looking at a national championship match against the hottest superstar in this sport today, the man that just won the Xanther tournament, the national champion, Denzel the freaking Giant. And this is not going to be a David and Goliath situation. Obviously, myself, the established veteran, the established two-time Hall of Famer, and a man that's just proclaimed his amount of momentum. It's a situation of the irresistible force meeting the irresistible force. And there's going to be a big-time explosion.
All right. Let's talk about now the tag team title match against Swords and Scimitars. They, of course, been talking the talk as champions who have held those titles for a long, long time. Can talk. They are probably the most dominant team as far as long title reigns go here in RAWF, in RAWF history. You, however, along with Knox Boogie, Dungeons and Dragons, both of you two-time Hall of Famers as members of Dungeons and Dragons and on your own merits, go now to them up. What is the goal tomorrow besides winning the tag team titles?
Oh, boy, you're not wrong. They talk, and they talk, and they talk. They'll throw out a lot of numbers and a lot of statistics. They seem to really be keeping their eyes on, rather than the ring, the numbers. And this is a bit of a paraphrase, but to quote some of these inflated and outrageous numbers that Swords and Scimitars like to say, they say that all men are created equal, but you look at Swords and Scimitars and you look at Dungeons and Dragons and you see that statement's not true, because normally if you go one-on-one with another wrestler, you would have a 50-50 shot. If you go two-on-two, again, 50-50 shot of chance of winning. But they would tell you that they're genetic freaks and they're not normal, so maybe we have a 25% chance at best at beat them. Then you add the fact that Knox Boogie is a bit checked out usually to the mix, and my chances of winning go down. See, it's kind of like a three-person match at Tropical Aggression. See, I might have a 33 1/3% chance of winning, but the Swords and Scimitars, they'll have a 63 2/3% chance of winning, because Knox Boogie knows that he can't beat them, and he's not even going to try. So they take my 33 1/3% chance minus the 25%, and I've got an 8 1/3 chance of winning at Tropical Aggression. But then you take their 75% chance of winning if, I was to go one-on-one, and then I add their 66 2/3%, and they've got like an 141 2/3% chance of winning at Tropical Aggression. You see, the numbers don't lie, and they spell disaster for Dungeons & Dragons at Tropical Aggression. I'd probably say something around that line, but here's the thing. The numbers that they like to throw out, they seem to be verifiable by exactly two people. But here is an interesting fact about that number two. That's the number of Hall of Fame rings that each myself and Knox Boogie have. So Swords and Scimitars can talk all the game they want. They can throw out all the numbers trying to confuse everybody that they want. But I don't care if Knox Boogie shows up or not. If I have to, I will Weekend at Bernie's my way to a tag team championship, because I'm done with Swords and Scimitars and their constant droning on and insulting everybody in this tag team division. This is the best damn tag team division in the world. And for them to come out every single day and disparage the people in that locker room that build this division, it's time to take this seriously, and it's definitely well past time to take this personally. This is my division that they're shit-talking, and it is my division that I'm going to take back and restore by taking their mouths and forcibly closing them.
All right. It sounds like the tomorrow's tag team title match is going to be a sight to see, and I certainly am looking forward to it. Can Dungeons and Dragons win the tag team titles from Swords and Scimitars, who have held them for an indomitably long period? We find out tomorrow night at Tropical Aggression. Any final thoughts, Paragon, on either Denzel or Swords and Scimitars?
I wish all the luck in the world to Denzel the Giant. I think it's going to be an excellent match, and I have a lot of respect. Swords and Scimitars, a little less so, but keep your eyes peeled because it's also going to be a hell of a match. In fact, the entire card, top to bottom, Tropical Aggression. This is not the Paragon show. This is the RAWF pay-per-view of the year in my predictions. Get out there and buy the pay-per-view if you haven't already. Everybody that's attending live, you're in for a hell of a night.
I told you he's going to be where he changes and comes back as the old Paragon, and he's got a little glimpse of it.
You did say that, Judge. You made that bold prediction, and Paragon, I don't think you're right. He does sound definitely refreshed and ready for tomorrow night's Tropical Aggression, no doubt about it. Thank you, Paragon.
He's ready.
We're going to take a quick song break, ladies and gentlemen. When we return, hopefully the First Lady of Anarchy is still around, and she'll talk to us, as well as Vex and Mark Caliber also on deck. We'll be back in just a few minutes. This is RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network.
The cultural personality. I know your anger, I know your dream. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cultural personality.
And we are back live here in Honolulu, Hawaii, ladies and gentlemen. This is REWF After Hours on the REWF Radio Network. I am Lord Amadeus. This is Judgment. So,
two-time Hall of Famer Judgment.
Two-time Hall of Famer Judgment, of course. We were trying to get a hold of another Hall of Famer to come back and talk to us. Let's see if she's there. Cougs? Cougar? Are you there?
Not there.
Cougar.
Did you make him mad?
Well, she was already mad. She was already
she's
mad.
Cool.
She's got... But she's, I mean, I really want to hear what she's got to say about her match with Mithras for the White Lightning, for her match against Sheik for the Multimedia, and her match against Maeve for the Estrogen. Three titles that she covets. But apparently
the Estrogen match is going to be a good one. I'm really watching. Can't wait to see that one.
I agree. Heck, you didn't even know. You don't even know who to choose on that one. I mean,
I don't know who to choose on that one. I think both of them. Both of them have my respect, and both of them are great wrestlers, and this is going to be, I don't know.
Well, somebody that I guess you also have respect for, because you chose them as your opponent tomorrow night for the Champions Choice Championship in an EIO match, of all things, is this person. She is also an RAWF Hall of Famer. Please welcome back.
No drama, out of my face, it ain't moving my policy, yeah. I do what I wanna, you ain't my therapist, ain't got the formula. So stay in your corner, last thing I need is my head underwater. Didn't I want ya? Wanna feel the good, wanna feel the bad, feel it all. Got a human heart, I'ma let that fly and fall. What a feeling, singing a rhythm, pain, no doubt. I'ma spell it out. Don't tell me to calm down, I'm about to tear this fucking place down. Kinda like the way I let it go.
Vex, good evening. How are you?
Hello, LA. How are you?
Good evening,
so,
Vex.
Hey, Judge.
How are you?
So, as you know, squaring off with Judgment tomorrow for the Champions Choice Championship. Apparently, there's something about you and the Champions Choice Championship at Tropical Aggression. This will be 2 years ago, you squared off against Killa Neptune in a mermaid suit. And now this year you're going to apparently going to have to wear overalls and carry a pitchfork.
I didn't bring any overalls.
No, I was joking. It was, but that's,
I mean,
no
I could
judge.
Do Daisy Duke, so.
Could you? Would you? I mean,
you don't even.
Alrighty then. So, Judge is here. Anything you have to say to Judge after he made this incredibly match? I haven't heard you say much about it. So, what's on your mind?
Not a whole lot. I think Judge has said a lot of it. This is one that he's taking a risk with. He's leaving me a lot of openings for moves. He's, my only problem is that there's no O moves. If it's supposed to be E-I-E-I-O, there's no O moves. So, I was thinking I could at least get a defense in there. What do you think, Judge? I think block move has two O's in it, and that should totally count as my O.
I'll tell you what I'll do. just because I'm a nice guy. And because if you was to block me, and I would say, oh, you get to use FEW rules throughout the whole match.
I like it.
Not block move, but you got to choose a move.
That's block move.
Well, block move. It's a block. It's a fun thing.
I like it.
I'm giving her a chance. I'm giving her this. I'm going to give her this little. Oh.
No.
Oh.
All right.
I get the regular timeout. I'm not like Joe Boo where I'm going to have to watch the clock 24 hours a day, you know, even though he failed to do even that. And I'm good with the rules. I'm not going to complain if I lose. I'm not going to be an asshole if I win. But you better believe that when Johnny Rio had his run with the belt, I was the one making the matches.
I remember that well. Yes. Yes, you were. But Vex, I must say, because it is the Champions Choice Championship, it is not your rankings match tomorrow. And right now, considering you're sitting third in the overall rankings, you'd like to have at least a heads up on who you'll be facing tomorrow at Tropical Aggression, would you not?
I would love to have a heads up on who else I'm facing tomorrow at Tropical Aggression.
I happen to bring here the wheel, or the wheel of Randy, if you will, over from the mainland here. And if you'd like to spin it and see what Randy says you who you'll be facing tomorrow, then go for it.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's make Randy cower in his boots.
All right. Vex, you will be taking on Starlight tomorrow in your rankings match. That's not going to be an easy one. No?
What do you mean it's not going to be an easy one? She's so easy.
Oh, is she?
She's after 10, I'm going
to guess. Well, I'm not asking about that.
I'm going to need a scene.
All righty. But that is your opponent tomorrow at Tropical Aggression, just so you know.
Alrighty.
Well, who's my opponent tomorrow at Tropical Aggression, since I'm not in a rankings match?
Oh, that's a good point, Judge. That is an extremely good point. You do need an opponent tomorrow. Let me hold on a second. I'm jotting down. Let's see here. Let's spin the wheel and see what Randy says about you. Tomorrow on Tropical Aggression Judgment, you will be taking on Fire Chief Bill.
I'll be ringside for that one, too.
You're kidding me.
Definitely, I'm gonna have to go get him now out of the jail after wherever he is.
He's gonna bring you the rope on the soap on a rope, Judge.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be doing the soap on a rope. Mm.
Well, good luck to
you. I thought your wheel of this was a no whammy edition.
Oh no, the whammy's already hit.
Oh.
So there you go, Judge. You will be facing Fire Chief Bill. Vex will be taking on Starlight. Then, of course, the two of you.
Stringleheart's offspring.
Just because he was running around in Hawaii with just a palm frond. Never mind. All right. And let's see here. Is there anybody else in the chat that... doesn't have a match, that doesn't know who they're facing. And you have James. While he is in a tag team challenge match, he does not have an opponent. So let's go ahead and spin the wheel for AF James and see who he draws. AF James will be taking on D's. That ought to be a good one.
It'd be a good one.
Now, let's see here. And I think that's pretty much everybody in the chat that doesn't have a match tomorrow that's active in RAWF. So...
Mm-hmm.
On the rest of, for everybody else just listening, or you will get a, Randy will figure it out for you tomorrow on who you will be facing. But that is AF James versus D's. That'd be a good one. Two top 25 guys. D's, of course, winner of the extra points tournament, looking to crawl up a little further before it's all said and done, possibly get himself in position for maybe the National or the Platinum Dragon Championship. We will see. Randy can suck it. Oh, thank you, Maeve. All right. So with that being said, it is now time to bring on Vex. Was there anything else you wanted to cover?
I suppose we can do it in the promos and talk about the return of the spreadsheet.
Oh, the return of the spreadsheet. We got some mess returning tonight, too, Amadeus.
Oh, shit. Good point, Judge. Thank you. Yes, your interview segment. I did forget, but don't worry. We will get to that. The return of Judgment's interview segment, held in contempt. It will be in just a few minutes. But, so, Vex, you wanted to talk about the return of this? Oh, you want to wait till promos. Gotcha. All right. All right. So, with that being said... real quick, on something I had to talk about before we get to your interview, Judge. There, you know, in the coming weeks, we're going to be hearing from a certain individual that just signed with RAWF. He will not be competing tomorrow at Tropical Aggression, but he, you know, he just signed. We will hear from him. Yeah.
What was that?
No idea. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So, Judgment, return of Held in Contempt.
Yes.
Your first return as the interviewer for segment. Who did you interview for the return, the big return tonight?
I'm going to save it until you hear me announce it when I'm interviewing a person.
All right. Well, then let's hit play and see what we got here.
Let's play.
Hitting play.
Hey, wrestling fans. Joseph J. Esquire here. And welcome back to Held in Contempt, weekly segment where I interview wrestlers. And you get to know a little bit about the wrestler. Today, I'm sitting with the Hall of Famer herself, the one and only, the soon-to-be world champion, the soon-to-be champion. She's a champion already. The lovely, the talented Maeve O'Hara. Now, Maeve, a lot of your fans out here want to know what makes Maeve O'Hara Maeve. What can you give your fans just a little bit of an insight? What do you do to prepare yourself to be Maeve?
Honey, why you don't lie? Pedicure, it make look nice. It's so sexy.
Okay. Pedicure. Okay, yeah, pedicure. I like pedicures. Wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute. Wait, tell us. I know... Now, Maeve, you got a lot of people coming after you. And a lot of people want to take you down. And a lot of people want to keep you from reaching that mountaintop. Out of the people that we have in REWF, who do you want to face for your title? If you get a world title shot, who would you want to face against to win the world title belt from?
Okay, honey, sit down. I'm going to stick my link. She do for you. Good job. Only $20, but that's okay. Sit down.
Excuse me? Now, I know you had a Irish accent, but I guess this must be your other job. I must be interviewing you at your other job. I'm interviewing you at your other job. That's the secret, ladies and gentlemen. This is May's second job. Okay. So, May, let me just get you this before I get to the May. Is there anything that you, May, come on. Tell me now. What is
you look
it
so
about
pretty,
Elvis
like model. Cheerleader,
oh,
something pretty. You like long or short nails?
I like short nails. Okay, well, she was asking me a question, but I didn't answer. Okay, so maybe let me ask this one final thing, maybe. What is the secret about El Vacant's knee that has you all feel flattered when you want to sit on his knee?
Honey, do you like crystal gel for your nail? It's the best thing you can have for your nail. Make look nice. It sparkle like diamond in the sky. Do you like crystal gel?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Judgment Jail Spire. It's been an interesting interview with Maeve O'Hara. I hope you enjoy it. Back to you over there in the studio.
Okay, honey, sit down. I'm going to stick my link. She do for you. Good job. Only $20, but that's okay. Sit down.
Okay, that's it. Okay, Maeve. Thank you. Okay, Amadeus. So how'd you like it, Amadeus? Come on. Maeve, it was at her second job. I happened to bump into her. We went, and then there she was, and, she just... That Irish accent.
You
totally
definitely have not lost your touch after all this time of not doing interviews and then just jumping back in. You have touch. You are still the hard hitting journalist that you've always been, Judge. I applaud you.
Thank you so much. And now I have the supreme honor to announce next week, right here, we're going to be doing the incomparable Christopher Cage.
Next week, Chris Cage. This is a man okay. All right. That ought to be interesting.
Yeah, all right. Chris Cage.
All right. So I hear that maybe we might hear from Coogs now. Coogs, are you there? Coogs. Okay. All right. Well, apparently Coogs just does not feel she's playing hard to get tonight, apparently. So let's bring on now the member of the founding father of the Dark Heart Society. He is ladies and gentlemen, he is Mark Caliber. Mark, good evening, sir.
Good evening to you too, LA. Been a
while. We're gonna have another issue. All right, so Mark, you challenged members of the Necessary Evil to a 6-man tag. Have they accepted that challenge? The lunatic with your lunatic Dark Heart Society, you, Aaron McFadden, and Chaz. We'll talk about that in a second, however, but have they accepted that challenge?
It certainly does seem that way. We have three interesting competitors, so apparently we'll have to contend with some.
All right. So who do we know who they are?
From what I've heard and what I've gathered, it'll be Teflon Chic, Starlight, and Hoster.
Okay. Now, you were hoping to get the tag team champions and another member, but they kind of said, no, you can have those three. Is that correct?
It is odd, but most likely, yes.
All right. So, talk to me about Chaz, because he's still officially a member of Anarchy, yet he's have you talked him into coming over to the Dark Heart Society, or are you just, you're just friends with him and asking him to team with you? What's the deal here? What's the story?
Well, as you remember the last promo that I made, I pretty much made the claim that I owed him. I mean, sure, we were really number one contenders. I get that. But truth be told, I would not have been chosen for it if Chaz was not my partner. To this day, he is the only one that I've seen in RIWF, and we actually had a title shot. Now, speaking of which, as you remember recently, I gave him a little electric shock therapy. When me and Aaron visited him, I thought he would say something a little different. But to my surprise, he thanked me. Want to know why he thanked me?
Sure. Enlighten me.
Well, he says the reason he wanted to thank me is because apparently my shock therapy did bring out a new mentality. Indeed, it brought out his true personality. He is about him. It may not have been the violent maniacal mentality than possibly we were hoping for, but fortunately for us, he is and always has been a fighter. Pain is pleasure, and that's why he always enjoyed our little rivalries we had.
All right, so he's not a official member of the Dark Heart Society. He's an ally, is what you're saying. Is that what I'm hearing?
That is exactly what I'm saying, L.A., he may not be an official member, but he is an ally. And that's pretty much all we can ask.
Fair enough. So it will be you, Hotshot Chaz, and the lunatic scholar Aaron McFadden taking on the Teflon Chic, Starlight, and the Hoxter Bully in 6-man action tomorrow at Tropical Aggression. Cool. You, on the other hand, still need to have a singles match, and I'm sure you're kind of interested in who you will be facing tomorrow. Are you not?
Oh, indeed I am, L.A. Is Randy still around, by chance?
Well, the wheel is here. Randy's wheel is here. So you want to give it a spin and see what it comes up?
Let's give this thing a little spin, shall we?
All right. Whoa. Hey, easy now. Oh, this ought to be interesting. Mark, it'll be you one-on-one with Undertaker, a man who currently is sitting in the top 25 at around, I believe, the 19th spot. So that is your opponent tomorrow.
Interesting.
All right. That's all you got to say. All right. Well, is there anything else that you wanted to cover today, Mark?
Yes, that Fire Chief Phil guy. I mean, I've heard of people seeing pink elephants, and heck, I've even heard of people that they see green canaries. And you guys said I had a problem.
Yeah, that's so thank you, Mark, for your time. Good luck to you tomorrow against Undertaker, and good luck in the six-man tag as well.
Thank you.
All right, going to try one more time to see if she's here. Cougs, this is your last chance here. If you have anything to say about tomorrow, speak now or forever hold your peace. Cougs, going once, going twice.
No luck.
No luck. All right. Well, in that case, Judge, I think we will go around the horn, get our promotions out of the way, and call it a night. I've got to go break Fire Chief Bill out of jail, and you've got a luau here that you're going to get to enjoy while I'm out doing that.
Yes, we are. You got to get a plate set up.
All right. So let's start with Mark. Anything you want to promote tonight involving Commonwealth Wrestling?
I do, as a matter of fact. This Wednesday, we'll be celebrating the company's 11th anniversary. Well, actually, the company was founded on the 14th of August, but it is a celebration close to it. We will have a couple of championship matches, one of them being Seth Rollins. I say that because there are two I's in his name. Rollins will defend the Atlantic Coast Television title against Rusev. And not sure about another title defense. I will have to think about that for a bit. But hopefully we will have our Tag Team Mania finale happen on that day as well. So much planning, so little time.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Vex, you had something you wanted to promote tonight.
I do. I have come back to work on the RAWF spreadsheet, except it has expanded. I've done as much searching as I can within scenes and around scenes of the last year to catch up on what was missed. And thanks to Beast for trying to keep up. It is a full-time job, absolutely, to keep up with all of that. There are a few scenes that have probably been missed in my absence. So if you have scenes from any point in RAWF, I'm not worried about too many of the GM scenes because LA has his own spreadsheet with a lot of those already listed on it. But yeah, send me links for whatever scenes you happen to have within the company. Go have a look through your old chats. Go have a look through your old groups. Go have a look through your old messages. if you know that you sent someone a scene to do something with them at some point. I would appreciate those links being sent to me. Inbox, if you have me, Facebook. I can give you a Discord name to send to, a Skype name to send to, an email to send to, wherever to send them, so we can get that archive fleshed out. Right now, I've been able to, I got 4 links from LA from 2019 this morning, and I was able to find 4 scene links inside of those GM links. So it is a big project, but the more that we get handed, the more we can probably find.
And I will continue to try to find more of those as well for you, Vex. If I find any more, I will send them right to you. And I appreciate you doing this very, very much. And, it is hard, very hard to keep up on something like that unless it's your sole focus. And unfortunately, I personally don't have the time to focus on that. But I appreciate the fact that you are doing this. And thank you very, very much for that.
You know, the hardest part of it was going through 2018 where Griff kept taking his leather pants off. That was really the hardest part of the whole thing.
Ew. Yeah, that was an interesting year. But thanks for all the hard work. I appreciate it. Next up, Paragon, anything you'd like to promote tonight?
Chainmail hats, shades, the freaks, the peaks, of course, mathematics, and everybody have a good night tomorrow, and good luck to all of you in all of your matches.
All right. Real quick, we'll check in with FCB, see if he's still awake. Buddy, I'm going to be there soon. Are you all right? You still hanging in there?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I didn't beat somebody up. I don't know his name, but I had to do it so I could use the phone. But he was a little guy. He's a little guy. It was kind of fun. But, I think they told me it's on the 6th floor. And I'm not sure how much it's going to be to get me out. But I need clothes because the orange jumpsuit I got on.
No worries.
I got you.
I got you some clothes.
My softies are kind of squinched up.
No problem, buddy. So, I got it covered. We'll come back. We'll get you out of there.
I want cheeseburger too. The food here sucks. And maybe popsicle. They don't have ice cream here.
All right.
Just whatever you want. I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Bill.
This sleeping was almost had me.
All right. Well, Bill, I'm going to get you out of there, and I'll talk to you soon. Just hang in there. You'll get your popsicle, your cheeseburger, and I'll get you some clothes.
Okay.
I'm
counting on you. You owe me a favor. I've had your back when you were the maestro.
All right, no problem.
Okay, bye.
All right, Bill. And Judge, do you have anything to promote tonight? Judge?
No, I have nothing to promote after that.
Nothing? Really?
I know that's just, he just took the cake on that.
All right. Well, in that case, folks, we're going to call it an earlier night. Now, a couple things I need to mention here before. We will be on air tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on the RAWF Network with RAWF Tropical Aggression. We'll talk more about the card and we'll talk more about past tropical aggressions. However, next Saturday night, there will be no after hours. We are going to take that weekend off. But we will return on August 20th, ladies and gentlemen, 2 weeks from tonight. And I will defend the RAWF After Hours Championship. If you want a shot at that title, you got to be at that show 2 weeks from tonight. Be in the chat. Be making noise. I don't care who you are. Where you come from, As long as you're in RAWF and you're out there making noise, you're going to get, well, you're not going to get a shot, but you'll have a chance at getting a shot at my After Hours Championship. Come bring it, folks. I want somebody's best 2 weeks from tonight. All right. I think that'll do us for this evening. Judge, any final thoughts?
Everybody just go out there and have fun. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the pig.
Hey, just make sure you save me some food. I got to go get Bill. But I'll be back.
Eat first, then you go get Bill. Eat first, then go get Bill.
No, I'm not going to do that because no.
Here, drink this.
No, I'm not drinking anything. No, I know what you're
up to.
Drink
this coconut drink.
No.
Drink this coconut drink. Oh, you had one. You had a coconut drink earlier, so you cannot legally drive right now.
No. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been RAWF After Hours on the RAWF Radio Network. We will see you all tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
I'm going to be, I shot it.
Yeah.